Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, Steve Bailey, taking you through a Wednesday afternoon and into your Wednesday evening. And time now for us to return to our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership program. And we've got Don Romanchik here in studio with us. Don, thank you so much for the time, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you in here with us. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and hopefully you had a chance to enjoy a little bit of time off and enjoy the holiday season. I assume the holidays went okay for you?
It was wonderful, and it's good to be back again, and Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Much appreciated, and boy, do we have a lot to get into today. And, you know, end of the year, a lot of times this is a period of reflection. You could take a look back and assess the year that was, and it was certainly a very good one for you guys. A lot to reflect on and a lot of things to certainly look forward to in 2019, but I want to get into some of these 2018 highlights. So many different areas to cover, but let's begin with the Stormwater District, because you guys have a lot to be proud of. There were a lot of developments in this area.
Thank you very much. Yes, this year marked our bringing in the municipality of Oberlin and also the village of South Amherst as co-permittees. And basically what that's allowing the Stormwater District to do with leadership through the Board of Commissioners and these two local communities, the Council of Oberlin had been great, and Mayor Leshinsky in South Amherst Village, is really what you're going to see is a great amount of consolidation. Rather than sending three annual reports, the county will be assisting and we'll only have to submit one. So you're going to see benefits not only here at the local level by reducing the amount of paperwork, which is always a plus for government, but those reports also will be submitted to Ohio EPA. So they're also reducing their workload a little bit. We'll be collecting the fees, and next year will actually be the first time that the city of Oberlin and the village of South Amherst will actually have a dedicated revenue source to be able to address stormwater issues in their community. And a big part of that reason to be able to do that was by working together collaboratively with the Board of Commissioners and the Stormwater District Board to be able to do something like this. And so not only have we had great success this year, but we're really looking forward to 2019 and moving this forward for all involved.
Speaking of moving forward, businesses certainly had a great deal of growth in 2018, a great deal of business expansions, which I know you guys are very, very proud of.
Oh, absolutely. This year, actually, in 2018, we did see several expansions that the county was actually involved in from the beginning. We have great partners throughout the county. This year, we really had some nice projects in the city of Vermilion, and two of them being a Cooley's, which is a small manufacturer located on Liberty Avenue. They underwent another expansion, and working with both the city of Vermilion and the owners there, we were able to continue to work on enterprise zone tax abatement so that as they invest in their company and in real estate, only a portion of the real estate taxes will not be collected so long as they create the jobs they've committed to. But in addition to that, the county was able to use our federally sourced revolving loan fund to assist them in purchasing machinery and equipment so that they're able to expand what they're able to do and continue long-term projected growth. And then those dollars that we lent out will come back to us with interest so that we'll have more resources in the future to assist additional businesses. Additionally, we had an expansion, a relocation into Vermilion with Defense Soap, where working with the mayor and the Board of Commissioners, we got another enterprise zone agreement. And here we'll be talking about a brand new company coming to the community, new jobs coming to the community, as well as a new building being constructed, adding to the tax base that is going to be beneficial for the county, for the Vermilion School District and all involved, and creating additional job opportunities for our residents. And then, of course, we've had Republic Steel there in Lorain, has been a major employer. There's been a lot of talk in the news over the years about what would be going on there. And we have been working closely, mainly through our workforce development from the county side, to bring jobs back to that facility and have them start working on the 9-inch line. And we also, through the county, worked closely with Jobs Ohio and Team NEO to be able to put together some financial incentives. And then also, I mean, commercial, retail, hospitality, we can continue to see rapid growth in Avon with new stores opening up. In Lorain and Elyria, we've had hotels. We've got the Broadway building downtown Lorain. The Courtyard just opened up in Elyria near the Midway Mall, and we continue to see investment throughout the county on these.
Again, we're being joined on a Lorain County Commissioner's Leadership Through Partnership program by Don Romanchik, Director of Lorain County Community Development. He's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, we talk about this next topic quite a bit on our show with Visit Lorain County. They have so many different programs that really get the community actively involved to showcase some of the finer aspects of the food and drink, amongst many, many others in the hospitality, travel, and tourism aspects of the county as well. Visit Lorain County had a number of new programs this year.
This year was with the Board of Commissioners and their involvement with Visit Lorain County, with the staff at Visit Lorain County and all their members, has been just an incredibly busy year. And really, it's a part of Grow Your Own. Lorain County, for a long time, has not received or generated the sales tax that we would expect, which means that we have a lot of leakage, that our residents are going outside of the county. And this was an opportunity for us to do two things. One, to support our local businesses, but also, two, to introduce many of our residents to a lot that the county has to offer and try and keep those dollars local. And then the third thing that Visit Lorain County and the staff has done really well has been marketing to our surrounding counties, and we're bringing people in to support those local businesses. We continue to have great success. We had the second year of Restaurant Week, where you have finer dining options. I know my family has participated in trying to hit several of those restaurants every year. The Burger Battle had its second year, and this year we were able to get out to a lot as well in a couple of new places throughout the county. And then continuing, the King of Wings was brand new and had some restaurants I was not familiar with participate, as well as, at least from my perspective, kind of institutions like Mutt and Jeff's in Lorain. So we've had a wide variety of participation. The Cupcake Crawl has been wildly popular. I believe we had someone complete the crawl in the first morning that it was open.
Wow.
And that was actually from someone from out of town that came in and was able to hit, I believe you needed five of the six participating cupcakeries to be able to qualify for the prize, and they hit five in one morning. So we've really gotten kind of word out and gotten a lot of excitement. And then the ice cream trail was something that was perfect for families. All summer long it ran, and that was very successful. And we're currently about to wrap up another new activity with the Shaken and Stirred with specialty cocktails, and highlighting a lot of the great bartenders and imagination throughout the county. So there's been no shortage of opportunities to dine and entertain friends and family throughout the county this entire year.
Yeah, without question. I mean, those programs were a lot of fun for us to talk about on the show, because it really gives you an opportunity to showcase some of the best in the area, and also some that, as you mentioned earlier, Don, they kind of flew under the radar a little bit, places that maybe even if you lived here for a long time, you didn't know they were around. So I thought those programs were a heck of a lot of fun. You guys have been busy as well with planning, housing. You know, we'll get into the watershed aspect of things as well, but taking a look at the planning phase for 2018. You guys are kind of wrapping things up and getting ready to rock and roll on the Lorain Waterfront, the connectivity program. The plan has been completed. Now you guys are working on the implementation of that connectivity plan.
Absolutely. A lot of economic activity is really started by setting your base. We were fortunate enough to be have quality staff that identified some opportunities through USEPA. We were able to apply for and receive $200,000 in funding that we then worked with the City of Lorain and their administration on, and the Lorain City Port Authority, along with other local partners, to come up with a strategy on how to bring Lorain's waterfront to the forefront and get it ready for development. So we've spent the better part of 2 years working on identifying what was going on. We are now at the point where we should have a final report coming out in 2019, early, probably January. But one of the biggest outcomes there was actually, as I've stated in many public meetings, is a conversation took place whereby we were actually getting feedback on the sites, and we took it out to over 300 developers throughout the local, regional, and the Midwest to see what interest there was, what concerns they may have, what they thought would be needed to get their interest in being able to propose development on the sites along the Black River in the City of Lorain. And we've actually got to the point where the city port, the county, and the city have entertained conversations with developers to be able to see whether or not we can get development maybe much earlier than we thought would be even possible. And so conversations will continue to be held going into 2019. To see what type of development may be able to be brought before the city or the port, depending upon the landowner, and we can begin to see some great changes along Lorain's waterfront with investment in real estate, job creation, and additional recreational employment opportunities. It's a very exciting time and has been something that has been going on for 2 years to get us to where we're at today. On the connectivity, this was actually something that Commissioner Matt Lundy and the Metro Parks had worked on, and the Board of Commissioners moved forward, and we were able to get a grant and take a look at our waterfront. And one of the things that makes Lorain County special is the 23 miles of lakefront. And we worked with the four communities. Each community identified what I would call a hot spot for potential economic development. That plan was created, and now we're in implementation. Actually, two of the communities, Sheffield Lake and Avon, and the City of Lorain have applied for funding to kind of continue along the development. Also within the City of Lorain, they had selected the pellet terminal. That is one of the sites that had gotten a lot of work on the area-wide plan as well that is moving forward, and hopefully we can see some development there. And then we continue to work in the City of Vermilion on them taking a look at bringing the eastern side of their city for investment along the Route 6 corridor. And so coming off of that, we've actually, the county has partnered with the city, has engaged a consultant to not only take a look at what was within the existing plan, but then to take a look at other hot spots along that corridor to clean it up, to get it ready for investment. And these areas include where Cooley's is and where they've been expanding, as well as where Defense Soap will be building a new facility. So it's been incredibly beneficial having a couple of dollars coming in from either the federal, the state, and our MPO to be able to allow us to take a look at opportunities. And then it's incumbent upon us, and I think so far we've been successful, is then turning those opportunities into actual projects. And we're continuing to work very hard with all of our partners. Sheffield Lake has also gotten a little bit of interest in their idea, and Avon Lake continues to work their plan. So it's been a great opportunity working with each of our lakefront communities and seeing what their vision was for their lakefront and then helping them to move them forward.
Before we close out here, Don, I wanted to give you an opportunity to elaborate on two other issues here, especially on the housing front. You guys received another nice chunk of change as well for housing repair and rehabilitation and other activities through the CHIP program, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that as well as the ecological restoration program as well.
Both of these projects, again, are really key economic development components, but they wouldn't be what you'd consider traditional. Again, our workers, our people, it all starts with the housing opportunities that they have. We're in the process of closing out a grant we received in 2016 in partnership with Oberlin and Sheffield Lake, where we spent about $1 million in improving existing housing stock in our community to make sure that our communities stay strong and our housing options are available and affordable so that Lorain County and its communities continue to be a great place and an affordable place to raise your family. We are looking forward in 2018. We've currently been receiving and reviewing applications that are going to continue to work on improving our housing stock throughout the community. We've received over $900,000 in this round. While it's not enough, it will certainly go a long way. And we work very closely with our local communities and are constantly reaching out to our local contractors. We would like, if we could, to have our local residential contractors get onto our list so that we can keep these dollars local and recycled in the community. Switching gears to the ecological, we've had a great deal of success. This 2018, we working with the Black River Advisory Council, we held the first Black River Summit where we were able to give an update on what's been going on ecologically with the Black River and how a lot of things that had been major concerns or beneficial use impairments, to talk in government terms, how we have made progress, delisted or removed a couple of those and have others that are trending towards removal, and then how that improvement to our Black River has actually impacted our economic development. Again, a clean river allows for more uses. It allows for more people to take advantage of the resources of our river and lake. We've seen local businesses see increases in their revenues because of it. You've seen the fishing tournaments come back. All of these things continue to push our community forward. And then we've been able to, working with partners at the US EPA and then locally with Eaton Township, the Margaret Peak Preserve Board, Elyria Township, we've been doing restoration projects where we're actually improving and continuing to manage not only stormwater to go back to what we opened up with, but improving habitat and allowing for additional stormwater storage. So when the big rains come, the water has a place to go before our basement, and continue to really make progress throughout our community. And this has happened both in the more urban areas as well as our more rural areas. And it continued to kind of create what I would consider as all of this being one fabric that creates a quality place for our people and a quality place for investment. And we continue to strive. 2019 with the Board of Commissioners is going to be, I think, much more active than we have been, and we'll continue to not only set the stage for future growth, but take advantage of those seeds that were previously planted.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, Don, this is a lot of fun. A lot of issues to go over here and a lot to get excited about for 2019, and certainly a great deal of positivity to reflect on in 2018 as well. As always, my friend, we appreciate the time very much, and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you very much, and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, Don. Again, that's Don Romanchik, Director of Lorain County Community Development, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, all part of our Lorain County Commissioners Leadership Through Partnership Program. We need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Steve Bailey and I return after this here on AM 930 WEOL.